With Inside the Arts, I'm Scott Pohl. The schedule for the upcoming season of the 10-Pound Fiddle Folk Music Concert Series is now out. For Inside the Arts, I talked with organizer Sally Potter about some of the highlights. Sally Potter has described the most recent season of 10-Pound Fiddle as something of a Canadian invasion.
Last year we had a lot of Canadians on the schedule, primarily because the work visa fees have jumped. So they were coming over before their current visas expired. This year it's the Celtic invasion. There might be 6 or 7 shows featuring all forms of Celtic music.
These Celtic music programs aren't only on the schedule around St. Patrick's Day. Duo Cassie and Maggie will be in town on November 8th. They're actually both Canadian and Celtic music artists.
When the captain came to hear of the deed that she had done, he made her ship's commander over a vessel for the Isle of Man.
On February 26th, the Irish acoustic group Lunasa will appear. As St. Patrick's Day draws near, the Irish concertina and pipes music of Carolyn Keane and Tom Delaney arrives March 3rd. Then, on March 12th, 10-Pound Fiddle features another Canadian Celtic act, Maggie's Wake.
And beneath the ancient tamaracks, he held her to his lips, and two lovers shared their last first kiss.
On St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, there will be 2 Irish music sing-alongs. Before all that, Sally Potter says David Roth, not the rock star David Lee Roth, will appear on September 25th.
David Roth is a lovely man from Cape Cod, and he leads tours in Ireland with a group called Innisfree. He also tours a lot, and he's been doing this for a long time. He's a singer-songwriter. He wrote May the Light of Love.
May the light of love be shining deep within your spirit. May the torch of mercy clear the path and show the way. May the horn of plenty sound so everyone can hear it. May the light of love be with you every day.
The schedule includes longtime favorites like Joel Mabus and May Earlywine, but Potter also hopes to attract new audiences.
There's a duo out of Ann Arbor, Warren and Flick, and they're mostly instrumentalists, and they're brilliant, and they're in the acoustic tradition.
Maybe the biggest name they're bringing to town won't be in concert at all. Janice Ian will be here for a screening of a documentary film about her life called Breaking Silence.
For those of us who knew the pain,
I had no money. I had nowhere to live.
Of valentines that never came.
In those years, it was not cool to be out of the closet.
In those whose names were never called.
We were writing every day, and of course, we fell in love.
Potter says Ian did a concert here about 15 years ago.
Sold out, amazing show. Since then, she has retired from singing, and so she will come, and the evening will be seeing the film, and then she will be there for a question and answer.
10-Pound Fiddle is bringing the documentary and Janice Ian here in conjunction with the East Lansing Women in the Arts Festival on November 14th. There also will be the Midwinter Singing Festival in February, along with contra dancing programs and Fiddle Scouts events for the kids throughout the season. With Inside the Arts, I'm Scott Pohl.